Welcome to a burning fire. Your speaker is Jim Boyd. Why is the subject of baptism one of the more controversial questions among religious people? There are various answers to this question that people ask to get different answers to the same question. Unfortunately, this is because many are answering questions according to creeds and catechisms and manuals and prayer books and confessionals, disciplines, how they feel, their ancestors, clergymen, on and on. Friend, we ought to stay with the infallible, inerrant, inspired, all-sufficient, authoritative Word of God. If any man speak as the oracles of God, 1 Peter 4:11. But some of the questions we want to look at today. People ask, is it really an important subject? Now, some don't think so, but this reflects a disrespect for the Word of God. You know, anything the Bible teaches is important. God only has to say a thing one time to make it important. Baptism is mentioned over 100 times in the New Testament. We may dismiss it, but that doesn't change the fact that it is important. Well, people ask, were people baptized in the Old Testament times? Well, friend, they were not commanded to be baptized. Adam and Eve and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Moses and Joshua, they weren't commanded to be baptized because they didn't live under a law that called for them to be baptized. Now, the Apostle Paul said that the crossing of the Red Sea by the Israelites was a baptism, but it is not called a baptism when a person was immersed like they are in the New Testament. Baptism was simply not commanded by those of the Old Testament, and therefore it didn't apply to them. But because we do not read of David or Abraham or others being baptized, that doesn't have any bearing whatever to our responsibility under the law of Christ, because the law of Christ does command baptism. Well, people ask, what was John's baptism supposed to accomplish? The baptism of John was a part of the work of John in preparing the people for the coming of Christ, Matthew chapter 3. He baptized in the Jordan River when people confessed their sins. It was for the remission of sins, Mark 1:4, and that was preceded by faith and repentance, Matthew 3:2. Now, those baptized were taught, as Paul said in Acts chapter 19, that they should believe on him that should come after him, that is, on Christ Jesus. The effectiveness of John's baptism ended, however, when Christ came, and his will was announced beginning at Pentecost. And from Pentecost forward, people were baptized in the name of Christ for the remission of sins. That means by his authority and for that purpose. There's no record of people who were baptized by John's baptism before Pentecost being baptized again. But in Acts chapter 19, it's evident that those whom Paul baptized again had been baptized by John's baptism after it had ceased to be valid. John's preparatory work for God was adequate while it was operative. Once Christ came, his baptism was no longer that which was to be obeyed. Well, people ask, what was the physical action of baptism? Friend, it is immersion. Baptism means a burial. It's a plunging beneath. It is to submerge. The word baptize is not a translation. It's a transliteration. That simply means giving a Greek word an English sound. But baptizo simply means immersed. And the examples of baptism show it's a burial. When Jesus was baptized, he went into the water. He was baptized. He came up out of the water. The same thing with the baptism of the Ethiopian eunuch in Acts chapter 8. The action is not what takes place with the substitutions of men, like sprinkling and pouring. You never find that being practiced as baptism. Furthermore, it's specifically stated that baptism is a burial in Romans 6:3-4 and Colossians 2:12. We are buried with him in baptism. Both secular and sacred history affirm that the early church practiced burial in water for the action of baptism. friend pouring and sprinkling came as human substitutions that gradually evolved into what is mistakenly called Christianity. But such practices violate the teaching of God, and they cannot be what the Scripture demands. It ought to put an end to this contention that there are different modes of baptism. Baptism is a burial. If you're going to stick with Scripture, you have to go outside of Scripture to come up with something else. Well, people ask, is the baptism I must obey a water baptism or a Holy Spirit baptism? Well, we talked about Holy Spirit baptism. Never has anybody ever been commanded to be baptized of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit baptism was prophesied, and it was promised to the apostles. But it was never commanded of them or anyone else. John 14, 15, 16. Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. Holy Spirit baptism was administered by Christ. The baptism he commanded that his followers practiced was to be administered by men. Mark chapter 16 and Matthew chapter 20. That which the apostles preached and practiced when Paul said there is one baptism in Ephesians 4 was water baptism in the name of Christ for the remission of sins, baptized into Christ and into his body. Well, some ask if we can expect to experience both baptism, that is, water baptism and the Holy Spirit baptism. No, the reason that the answer is no is because Paul said there is one. There's no more reason to think that there are two baptisms than to think that there are two lords or two other of the things that are mentioned here in Ephesians chapter 4, of which he said there is one. Well, sometimes people ask, is baptism necessary to salvation? Now, some don't think so. But the Lord gave it as a condition for salvation. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. Peter said baptism saves, 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. Ananias said sins are washed away by baptism, Acts 22 and verse 16. Are divine commands necessary to be obeyed, or are they optional? Peter commanded the household of Cornelius to be baptized, Acts chapter 10. Salvation, friend, depends upon our obedience, Hebrews 5 and verse 9. Nothing is clearer in the New Testament teaching than the truth that baptism is a command that men must obey to be saved. Now, while a lot of people don't like that, it's still just that way. Denominations, you see, have attempted to reduce it to nothing but a sign of existing salvation or a way of entrance into their denomination. You can be saved, they say, without it, but you can't be a member of our denomination without it. But the Bible never presents baptism in that kind of fashion. It always presents it as one of the terms of entrance into Christ. What really happens at baptism? What's it for? Well, Acts 2:38 teaches that it's for the remission of sins. Acts 22:16 says to wash away sins. Galatians 3 and verse 27 says it's the way to get into Christ, just like Romans 6:3-4. Friend, when we're baptized into Christ, we are at that point baptized into his death, where his blood was shed, John chapter 18 and 19. It is there that the blood of Christ is applied to our sin-stained souls, and therefore we're raised to walk in a newness of life, a new creature in Christ, 2 Corinthians 5:17. It is then that the new birth is an accomplished fact. Born of water, baptism, the born of the Spirit, according to the teachings of the Spirit. Well, does baptism put you into the church? Yes, not into a denomination that never did exist in Bible times, but into the Lord's church? Yes. because when one is baptized into Christ, he is likewise at the same moment of time baptized into the body of Christ, which is the church, 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 13. The same act of obedience that brings salvation is that which causes God to add him to the church. For you see, the church is composed of those who are saved. Never do we read about people joining the church. What you do to be saved is what you must do to become a member of the Lord's church, because the Lord's church is composed of the saved. Oh, it's so unfortunate that some false teachers teach people to be saved and then join the church of your choice. God never teaches any such thing as that. God does not give man that kind of choice, choose my church or some other. Nor has there ever been approval of God of many different denominational churches. There is one body, which is the church, and those who obey God in baptism for the remission of sins, they are added to the Lord's church, Acts 2 and verse 47. Well, is being baptized to be saved a matter of salvation by works? Well, you see, the Bible teaches there are different kinds of works. We're not saved by the works of the law of Moses. We're not saved by works of righteousness, which we do because of our own merit. We don't deserve salvation. But you know, when we teach salvation by faith, we're teaching salvation by works, because Jesus said, faith is a work, John 6:29. But there are works of obedience that makes faith perfect, James 2 and verse 20. And unless one obeys, his faith is a dead faith, James 2 and verse 26. When one is baptized, he's depending upon God for salvation. He makes his appeal to God by being baptized, 1 Peter 3 and verse 21. Baptism on man's part is part man's part of God's plan for saving man. Obeying is the way we partake of the benefits of God's grace. Well, is baptism water baptism? Is it water salvation? Oh, some call it that. They try to ridicule it. We just ask, was Naaman's healing in the Jordan River water healing? Did he give credit to the water? Nobody that ever taught the truth taught that the power of salvation is the water. And those who teach baptism to be saved are falsely accused of believing in the power of the water. That's called water generation. Friend, that's not what the members of the Lord's church teach, because that's not what the Bible teaches. Were people always baptized in New Testament times? Now, I want you to hear this, and you check it out. You read it for yourself. You read in the book of Acts the various conversions that are recorded there. You know, not everybody heard and believed the gospel. Not everyone was saved. But those who heard, those who believed, those who obeyed, including baptism, every single time, it was concluded with people being baptized. Oh, there may be other questions that people ask about baptism, but this is all for which we have time today. But friend, when we speak as the oracles of God, we will teach what Jesus taught. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. You need to be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. This is A Burning Fire. This is James Boyd. Until next time.